Good morning, MGTOW, man. Jesus, fuck. What an education this has been. Thank you very much, you know. See, in Australia, we have what is common. See, I grew up on motorcycles and sort of groups of people riding motorcycles and stuff, and I was always sort of kind of smart enough to not get involved in, you know, the outlaw clubs and crime and all that sort of shit, because I thought this is just wrong. And the other part of it was, is I never liked groupthink. You know what I mean? You've got to go along with all this stupid shit, you know, just to be a part of the fucking group. Like, don't you have any fucking balls and brains and, you know, where you'd rather sell yourself out? You don't have enough balls or brains to fucking get past that shit of just, you know, selling yourself out in order to fit in, you know what I mean? You know? You got to wear silly clothes and you got to do silly rituals and you got to, you know, ride certain motorbikes and you've all got to look the same and dress the same and turn up to the same events and everybody's pledging allegiance to their fucking clubs and all the fucking bullshit, you know? It doesn't matter whether it's, you know, you know, a bunch of fucking faggot ass in the bloody Catholic Church or the bloody, you know, just outlaw motorcycle clubs or any other bullshit, you know what I mean? I'd rather think for myself, you know. So anyway, I'm getting that sort of I've got to put in these blockers on Facebook, you know, because there's a program that you can get that it just stops all the suggesting. They go, oh, comment on this, 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 you know. It keeps throwing up all these fucking bullshit, and I've just changed from a laptop to a fucking desktop. You know, and I'm getting all this fucking shit coming through, going, oh, comment on this, comment on this, comment. This may be of interest to you. This may be of, you know. And one of them was on riding motorcycles, you know. Like, you get a lot of dumb cunts riding motorcycles, you know. Just fucking failures as human beings, and everybody gets into the groupthink and they go to the groupthink rides and they go make the groupthink comments and then they hang out down the pub doing the groupthink talk, you know, and then just groupthink, 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 you know. And you know I'm fucking bright because I can think for myself. Yeah, original idea, yeah, you know. You know, and the guys were just these fucking losers. Most of the people making most of the comments were fucking losers, you know. And, you know, really stupid shit. They're incapable of putting 2 + 2 together, you know. And I was making a comment, I did the maths, I showed the maths that this is why low compression side valve motors, you know, 5.5 to 1 compression, or 5 to 1 compression motors get 9 k's a litre, you know, 9 kilometres a litre, and how the costs, and compared to a modern engine that is getting, say, at least 17 kilometres a litre, you know, how, if you're commuting 200 k's a day, well, how the cost of that over 200 k's a day, 5 days a week, 42 weeks a year, for, say, 5 and 10 years, you know? And all these fucking armchair experts who never, they never think things through, They never work in detail. They never do the fucking maths. They don't fucking that. And then they're coming out with all these half-ass fucking comments. You know, these fucking put-me-downs on, you're a fucking idiot, mate. You know. Like, you know. They're just stupid fucking asshole human beings. And, you know, I did all those calculations to show. This fucking one dumb cunt said, oh, you made a big mistake in your maths, mate. I said, well, show me where it is. Show me where it is. And he fucking couldn't do it, you know. And not because I'm a mathematical fucking genius, but because I didn't make a fucking mistake. And then this dumb cunt, I worked out that it was about, you know, if petrol was $2 a litre, I worked out that over 10 years, it's going to cost you about doing a 200K a day commute, 42 weeks a year for 10 years, it's going to cost you about $220,000 in fuel, you know. If you had a high compression motor with, or higher compression motor with, say, 8.5 to 1, getting 17 k's a litre, you're going to be looking at about $120,000 worth of fuel. And the total distance covered over 10 years is about 440,000 kilometres. You know? And this dumb cunt goes, oh, you can't do that on a motorbike. Oh, fuck, you know, 420,000 k's, you know, over 10 years. Who are you fucking kidding, jerk off, you know? You know, you can't put together that you can do that sort of mileage. And if you're doing 200 k's a day, that's going to be your normal fucking rate of, you know, distance and fuel consumption in 10 years. You know, and it's like people who, you know, this fucking dumb cunt just doesn't fucking, you know, no, you can't say that, you know. And so, you know, what I did was, you know, I nailed the cunt, you know. Like, if you're a tradesman and you're going from job to job to job, or, say, working in the police force in the country area, you know what I mean? Or if you're a commercial truck driver, you know what I mean? If they're sort of sleeping 8 hours a day, and say 4 hours a time, 4 hours a day for food, fuel, rest, and the rest of the time they're driving, and most of the time they're driving at sort of highway speeds, we'll just say 14 hours a day, you know, and say an average speed of, say, 90 k's an hour. Well, if you do, that's 1,000 k's a day. You know, like there's Melbourne to Brisbane, you know what I mean? I think that's like 3,000 k's. They're like transport. You can buy stuff in Queensland and it's down here 3,000 k's away and it's here in 2 days. And there's trucks going yow, 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 all over Australia. So, you know, 1,000 k's a day times, say, 300 days a year, that's 300,000 k's a year, you know, that's 300,000 k's a year, multiply that by 10 years and that's 3 million kilometres in 10 years, you know. So, you know, if you're like, and people who drive, especially in country areas, you know, you're driving to say 2 or 3 jobs a day, that's, I don't know, fuck. It could be 50 k's to one job, it could be 150 k's to another job, or, you know, you might be doing 200 or 300 k's a day, you know, that's just in a commercial fucking vehicle, you know, like, you know, electrician or plumber or something, you know what I mean? So, you know, and this fucking dumb cunt going, you know, 420,000 Ks in fucking 10 years. Where you fucking, you know, that's his fucking brain, you know. These cunts are so fucking stupid. And then, you know, the only thing he can come back with was, oh, you got something wrong in your calculations. Well, not if you're commuting 200 Ks a day, you fuck, you know, for 10 years. That's how, they don't appreciate that the point was that this is the difference as in converting petrol into kilometres and how much it's going to cost you. They're just dumb fucking cunts. And one of these fucking dumb cunts was a woman. And she's, oh, I can't imagine many fucking people using a vintage motorbike to, you know, commute for a daily fucking daily ride, you know. Well, they did when the fucking things were built. You know, when these motors and bikes and shit were started building them in 1928, they were the daily drive. They were the daily commute, you know what I mean? You know, and until these fucking motors, until the Harley Davidson put these fucking bikes out of commission, you know, on, you know, I think about 1973 or 1978 or something like that, from about 1928 to about 1978, you know, they ran the side valve fucking engines in their bikes, you know, and, or some of the bikes, you know, and, or most of their bikes, and, the dumb cunts are getting 9Ks a litre, and they never, ever, ever, not once ever did they ever fucking think these brain-dead fucking Americans, brain-deads fucking everywhere, but, you know, these brain-dead cunts at Harley-Davidson, not once did they ever think about upgrading that fucking motor into a good overhead valve motor, which had, you know, high compression and really good fuel, very minimal fuel consumption. You know, they just kept rolling out these bloody buckets of shit low compression engines, you know, and you know they did that for fucking, I don't know, 1928 to 1978 or something. That's 60 years they kept manufacturing the same fucking shit motors, you know. And this cunt goes, oh, I can't imagine anybody, you know, using an antique fucking, you know, vehicle for a daily drive, you know. Well, I can't imagine anybody I know using an antique vehicle. So I shot back at it. Well, you know, they were the daily drive when they were built, when they were manufactured, and they were the daily drive fucking motorbike for millions of fucking people, you know, over the last nearly 100 fucking years, you know. And, you know, you brain-dead cunt. And anyway, so this bitch didn't like being rebuked, you know what I mean? She didn't like being put back on, grow a fucking brain, you moron, type answer, you know? And so she just got nastier and nastier and nastier and nastier and nastier and nastier and nastier, and it just kept going up and up and up and up and up. And I just, what I found is one of the best debating techniques is to don't take their answer on board because it's just slagging you off. Put in a different answer that puts them on the back foot, give them a shove and put them on the back foot so they've got to kind of regain their balance to get back into the fucking argument. And, you know, because they've got such short intelligence spans, you know, they can't go back to what I didn't answer before. They can't go back to the original topic because they're so stupid, you know what I mean? They can't go back to the answer to that, and now they've got a different fucking issue to deal with. Because I've changed the fucking circumstances, you know. And this is the joy of MGTOW. You just be just as rude as fuck to these retarded fucking asshole women. You don't be kind, compassionate, caring. Go, oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, sorry, madam. Oh, you know. So I said to her, you know, fuck, it was good. So I said, you know, I said, oh, well, you know, one of the things I said, well, you know, motorbikes, I said, well, motorbikes, you know, vintage vehicles don't gain weight as they age. And I said, another thing, you know, because one of the things I grew up with was women who preyed upon teenage boys, you know what I mean? They're just fucking parasites. They're just selfish fucking parasites, you know? They're losers at life, they're losers in relationships, they have heads full of fucking shit. Usually, you know, against the patriarchy and misogyny, and they're just cunts themselves, you know. And the second thing I said to her, geez, it must be really hard, you know, when all the 16-year-olds start looking for their fathers when you come on the scene. Oh, you know. And she starts talking, you know, all the shit about, you know, vintage vehicles and this and that. And I said, well, you know, after I corrected her, I said to her, you know, well, you know, if you, maybe you should, yeah, that was it. I said, maybe you should take up a changing career, you know, pump yourself full of preservative and, you know, have a long lay down in a glass case in a museum, you know. So the other one was I might have a vacancy on the roster coming up, you know, for a new domestic. Would you like to be ironing my clothes, or would you prefer to become a footstool while I watch hot young chicks on the internet? She's got no fucking... God, she's got no fucking... No hope. The guys were the same, you know what I mean? They're just stupid fucking human beings. Really fucking stupid human beings. So, and the same fucking moderator that deleted a whole, you know, thread that I started, did the same to yesterday, that he did the same thing today. And I thought, well... Yeah, he's been down the pub, oh, mate, oh, that cunt, oh, fuck, oh, mate, you know, the big fucking, let's all lick each other's assholes at the pub, you know, so that's all right, got my licks in, with all of them, you know, and most especially the fucking fat bitch of a fucking woman, and you know, there's no bonus points in being nice to them, there's no bonus points in being kind to them. They are stupid cunts. That's all they have ever been, and that's all they're ever going to be, is stupid cunts, because they never applied themselves to thinking things through, and never thought about applying solutions. All they just sit around cutting up other fucking people. Look, you know, they've got comments, opinions on everything except the actual topic at hand, you know what I mean? And they think they've got a right to come in on you, you know, and get on your case about it, you know, what they think, you know. So anyway, these are the thanks to MGTOW, you know, to learn combat sort of skills and to not put up with shit from fucking stupid fucking men and stupid fucking women, you know what I mean? Yeah, so, you know, I got my fucking licks in, to quote an old bloody AA advisor, getting my fucking licks in. All right, guys. Thank you.